Raleigh, North Carolina. It's The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm John Boy.
And welcome to the Thursday morning edition of The Lost
Podcast.
And, oh man, that was just one intense, awesome,
I didn't like it. I thought the acting by Terry O'Quinn and Josh Holloway and Michael Emerson was just horrible.
He was horrible?
Just horrible. I want them all off the show.
Well, I know, but I guess you didn't like it, but I loved this
episode.
I'm
just kidding. I thought it was intense. That scene with, well, I'm getting ahead of myself, so I'll be quiet.
Well, the acting on, Josh Holloway, Terry O'Quinn.
I'm going to say right now, I think that was his best performance.
Oh, yeah. It was just incredible. Just the range of emotion that he showed through this episode was just amazing. And,
Josh,
it was just a great episode.
I want to send him a t-shirt.
Don't do this again, all right?
No, it has to be the real Josh Holloway.
Okay.
But he was outstanding. He was great.
Oh, man. But, okay.
So I can't decide who should get an Emmy on this show.
It's just the performances this season.
You know, they should just give the whole cast.
Yeah, the whole cast. Give an Emmy.
You know what? I'm giving everyone on the show, if they call up, to get a t-shirt.
If the Emmy snub.
We don't want them snob.
Yeah, to snub.
Snob, don't snob it.
If they snub.
There's no such thing as a snob.
This year again. I think we need to storm and take over the Emmys because reason not to.
I think there's two things they want, an Emmy or a Jay and Jack t-shirt. So if they don't get an Emmy, we'll send each one of them Jay and Jack t-shirt.
So we got last recap to do today.
Not the log carrying people.
The brig. We got a lot of listener feedback already. I already got that ready to go. And do we have your crackpot theory of the week?
Yeah.
Doesn't sound very confident, but you usually never do. And a little update on the contest.
There's two questions answered.
That'll be on this episode as well. So let's stop wasting time. But before we get into anything, if you'd like to buy a Jay and Jack t-shirt, you can click the link right now on the AAC feed or check out jayandjack.com with a link on the side. And you can use it to either strangle the con man that ruined your life.
or if you are going to the Emmys,
uh-huh.
Instead of wearing a tux, you wear a Jay and Jack. You got to be different.
All right.
That'd be on the cover of these Us Magazine or Star, whatever.
Worst dress. Okay, so what do you say we get into some last recap, Jay?
Yeah, let's stop gabbling. And
here we go.
Gabbling?
That works.
You can say snub.
Last recap. Last recap. Last recap.
Why are you laughing?
If we had that video stream, would you really do that?
Yeah, I'd do it. Okay. Of course I'd do it. All right, so we had the brig, which was a flashback episode. We kind of had some... Well, I guess at first people that kind of leaked out this information because the flashback was so recent, they just figured it was just one cohesive story. But it is a Locke-centric, and that was his flashback, the couple days in between.
Well, now we know how he got some of his injuries.
Yes. So the episode titled The Brig starts out with Locke in the Black Rock reading a red file.
Yeah.
Folder. And there's someone yelling in the background, and he says, "Nobody's going to hear you." And he burns the red file.
Yes.
And then it goes to his flashback 8 days ago, pretty much where we left off with him in The Man from Tallahassee,
right.
Where he saw his dad, Anthony Cooper. And we then kind of go after that. We see Ben says, you brought him here, John. And Locke's kind of like, "I brought him here. What are you talking about?"
Is that just Ben playing mind games with him?
I think so. I think this whole thing is kind of Ben trying to just play Locke, but
which is so hard to do.
Yeah, and Ben says, "Why don't you just ask him?" And then so Locke takes out the little thing. He warns him, but
don't get too close to him. Obviously,
yeah, Anthony bites him.
They haven't fed him in a while.
I guess so.
Anthony is hungry. wanted a finger sandwich or something.
But then once it takes off, Anthony says, "You know what this island is?" And they cover him up right away and they kick him out of the room.
I don't understand why he bit John.
I don't know.
Does that make sense?
Well, if he's been...
He stole the guy's kidney.
Well,
he's neglected him his whole life. He pushed him out an 8-story building.
Well, in this episode, you've seen that, he doesn't really care. He's kind of a jerk.
I understand that, but why would he bite? I don't know.
But as they are leaving the room, Ben asks, "Would you like to come with us?" And John says yes.
Sure.
He says, if you'd like to say goodbye to Kate, which is kind of weird. He said, would you like to say goodbye to Kate and not
Jack
or Saeed?
Yeah.
I think that's kind of odd.
What was up with that?
I guess it's maybe part of the plan. We go out of the flashback. We go to Sawyer and Kate, and they are together in a tent. So mm-hmm. I guess they got it on again. So I guess it sets the three times we've seen
Kate's
more than likely pregnant at this point.
He?
No, I said Kate.
I thought you said he.
Well, she is more than likely pregnant at this point.
Yeah, maybe.
But she doesn't want to sleep through the night with Sawyer.
Well, she woke up like you see her. What she goes? Oh, what did I do? Why do I keep doing this?
And
which I keep feeling bad. Sorry for Sawyer.
I know Sawyer's kind of the raw end of the deal here.
It's hard being used.
Well, it's
like
not
that.
Really the raw end of the deal. It's just kind of.
I don't like being used. So.
We then Sawyer says, you know, I gotta pee anyway, I could walk you back to your tent. She's like, oh, you're so romantic.
And he is a charmer.
She leaves, and as Sawyer's going to use the restroom, Hurley and Jin are acting secretive in front of a tent. There looks like they're hiding something, and Sawyer says, you know, what the hell are you doing? And then Hurley goes like, what the hell are you doing? Right back at him.
He goes, well, I'm taking a leak.
We are too.
And there's nothing better than a group leak.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah, it was funny.
But Sawyer didn't seem to mind.
Well,
and
Hurley was a little quicker on his comebacks today.
As Sawyer is taking a leak, as he would like to put it, Locke shows up and says, James.
Zip up your pants.
Cut to commercial. That was after that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Cut to commercial. Man, that was that. So.
Well, he almost shot him.
I know, yeah.
But he has no bullets in the guns.
Well, he shined with the flashlight, so yeah. It kind of freaked him out. We come back from the commercial break, and with Sawyer and Locke, and Locke tells him that, you know, I've infiltrated the others, I kidnapped Ben, and I have him locked away, and I need you to kill him. He says, why do you need me? He says, well, I'm a good person, but you've murdered somebody.
I didn't murder anyone.
And he says, they have files on all of us. I saw you murdered the guy in Sydney. And he says, we got your facts wrong.
Yeah.
We then go to Locke's flashback, and Locke is helping Cindy set up her tent.
All right, now
and the others' new little makeshift tent.
Is Cindy another?
No, I
can we give me a tally?
I think it is along the same lines of what they're trying to do to Locke, just kind of incorporate them into their society.
Okay,
see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Don't know if maybe she's a full fledged other, but they're grooming her to be another.
She doesn't know along. She doesn't know how to put up a tent.
So right? I guess she's not a full fledged other.
No,
she doesn't have
not
the
yet.
Tent. She doesn't have the tent badge that
no
the others get.
She was never in the Girl Scouts.
But the kids are with her as well, as we see later on.
Are they getting old? Are they growing?
They're about the same. We got to remember they are kids, and they're going to grow since the last time we've seen them.
All right.
Can't really stunt their growth for the show.
Oh, you can.
Give
them some cigarettes.
Tom says that Ben wants to see Locke, and we see Ben listening to the tape that we saw Juliet recording last week.
Yes,
in DOC.
The snake. Should we start calling Juliet the snake?
No, it's got to be something that rhymes with Juliet that's bad.
Snakey it. We'll think of something.
Keep working on that one. But then Ben says, we're going to take the pregnant woman in a couple days.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of weird. Why don't you just ask them? Tell them what's going on. But that's just, I guess, how the others roll.
You can't do that.
But then we see that Ben can walk with a cane, and he says he has John to thank for this.
I don't think John ever needed that wheelchair in the first place.
You're talking about Ben?
Who did I say? John?
John.
Ben.
Yeah.
He didn't need it.
Yeah.
He's just faking the whole cane thing.
I can
kind of
see
it,
yeah. But Ben tells John that he needs to kill his father to become one of them. Yeah. He needs to let go of the excess baggage.
Which doesn't make sense. If you're the good people, why do you have to kill?
Well, I think it's the other's double standard, you know?
Yeah, true.
But
I think Anthony Cooper's done something to them, like Anna Lucia.
Or maybe he conned them in some way.
Well, he did.
That we haven't seen.
Well, he probably did, and then that's their way of getting even, but they don't do it themselves.
Mm-hmm. We then go back to the Lost Seas camp. Charlie stacking away some Dharma Initiative food and a pineapple or two.
He's hungry.
And then we see Jack come up, and he's wearing a bright blue shirt. Today,
yeah.
So more red shirt.
So Jack is safe for now.
I guess as far as we can tell.
He's Scotty.
Yeah, but Jack says, you know, how's your little camping trip? And Charlie kind of avoids the subject and doesn't tell Jack what really happened, how they found Naomi.
Yes.
And I guess we can see that they do not trust Jack.
No, they don't.
Because Charlie comes back to the party of five.
Well, I don't know if it's so much they trust Jack.
Yeah, but they don't trust his trust in
Juliet. Right.
And Desmond says that they shouldn't trust Jack because he's with her Don't know what happened to him
so
for a week.
This week, Desmond is making sense.
Yeah.
Last week, he wasn't when he let Patchy, Mikkel go.
Well, because he gave him his word.
I don't care. He's how many times? I don't want to go in there.
Okay. He said, can't trust Jack. We better get someone we can trust. We then go back to Sawyer and Locke, who are walking through the jungle. And Locke starts to talk about Sawyer's past, talking about how his parents were killed by his father and father killed him. And he just kind of keeps talking about his past. Sawyer doesn't really like this. And Sawyer all of a sudden just knocks him in the back of his head with his gun, pulls out Locke's knife, puts it to his throat, and asks him, why have you taken me?
Oh, that was intense.
Why are you bringing me? Yeah, it was just, I've never seen Sawyer like that.
Yeah, his face was
But you could really tell it. And then after all this threatening, Locke tells him that he can't do it.
Right.
And then Sawyer
says... Unless, of course, he pretends he's a computer.
Sawyer then says, well, we'll get him and we'll take him back to the camp. And then Locke says, once you hear what he has to say, you'll want to kill him. Cut to commercial break. We come out of the commercial break, and Hurley goes to enlist Saeed, saying, can you keep a secret? And
look who he's talking to. Saeed is pretty good at keeping a secret, isn't he?
I would think so. We then go to Saeed, who goes into the tent and starts asking Naomi some questions. It leads to a very interesting scene. When she said they took off a ship 18 nautical miles away.
Yes.
And her helicopter.
Right.
So it's confirmed she was on a helicopter.
If she is telling the truth.
If she is telling the truth.
People have been known to lie on this show every now and then.
They were hired by Penny Widmore.
Right.
And they were given a location.
Yes.
Didn't know there was an island there. That was a fool's errand.
Yeah.
And as she was scanning the area, she found
the clouds.
Land,
the clouds broke.
She found a land. And then her navigation system was all going crazy. And then she crashed into the ocean. She also said they found the entire Flight 815 plane in an ocean trench 5 miles deep. And they found all of the bodies.
Yeah, they sent a camera down.
And that's when Saeed says, well, we're obviously not dead. And she goes,
I'm not risking
obviously.
You.
And then, going out of this, then Saeed says, well, wait a second. Did you see the helicopter? And he kind of starts questioning her if she's telling the truth or not. And then she asks, you know, what's your name? She goes, your name's Saeed, right? He goes, yeah. And she threatens him, pulls out the phone saying, well, I'll make sure that you're not the one that gets rescued. Like,
oh. She was actually playing Saeed pretty good.
Yeah, so
there.
Even with the punctured lung, she can still play with the big boys. All right. We go back to Sawyer and Locke. They get to a river, and he's soaking his feet in the water there.
Well, going back to the Saeed part.
Yes.
I like the fact that they asked him, does Jack know?
Jack know what?
Does know about her.
Oh, yeah, and he says, good job.
He said, good, because he can now torture her or do what he wants.
Seriously,
he can do what he wants without
Jack. Not
so much
Jack. Torture, but yeah.
He can get the information out of her without her interfering.
Yeah. We then go to Locke's flashback to 3 days ago, within the same time because the last one was 3 days ago. And Ben wakes up Locke. It's nighttime, and Locke is set up to kill his father. Ben wants Locke to kill his father, and it looks like it's in front of everybody. And I forgot to mention that Locke's father is tied up to these old ruins.
Yeah,
maybe
so
some of the same ruins.
Is he tied up
the,
there 24 hours a day?
Toad statue. I guess so.
How does he eat? How does he go to the restroom? Is he just tied up?
Maybe we don't see the restroom breaks and the eating breaks.
Okay.
We only saw him a little bit.
All right.
But Locke can't do it. And
so the nice guy, Ben, smacks him in the head
with
his cane.
Well, no, he says, Anthony tells him he'll be here all week.
Yes.
That kind of led me to believe maybe he's here for a limited engagement. Yeah. They brought him in.
Doing three shows a night.
Yeah, and then Ben announces to everybody, all the others who are now looking at the situation, he says, Locke isn't who he thought he was.
Yeah.
And poor Locke has to take the walk of shame back to his...
poor Locke.
Yeah. We come out of the flashback and...
Wouldn't you think that Locke he could do it? Season one Locke could have done it.
No, because it's the same, even from the season one where we saw Deus Ex Machina, even his father pointed out that he still wants him to be his father, no matter what. He's stuck. He's cursed.
He stole his kidney. He
it doesn't
him
matter. He's still under that control.
He bit him.
out of all the things he's done, bidding, and that was it.
That would make me
biting him, I should say.
Yeah, that would just be the end. You don't bite me.
But Sawyer and Locke, they come up to the Black Rock, and we forget that Sawyer never saw us before, and it was a big reveal to him.
Yes.
And Locke says to Sawyer, they get in, that Ben is in the brig.
We're sailing off. Hurry up.
And as Sawyer gets inside the brig where the masked man is, the bag over his head man.
Well, I like when he saw the skeletons there.
Yes, John. These are your friends.
These are your friends.
And Locke locks Sawyer in the brig.
What a jerk.
And Sawyer takes off the bag over the guy's head, and we find it's not Ben. It is Anthony now, Cooper.
Now, was this the worst kept secret in the history
it
of Lost?
It wasn't that it was a secret or not. It's just everybody's theories thought this.
Yeah, I mean, everybody.
So it wasn't a secret or nothing.
I think 2 seconds after the preview, we said, that's not Ben.
And we had millions of calls and emails saying the same thing. So, but it's just, I guess...
I think people are getting are just well, yeah, they're smart.
Yeah.
Well, not we, but everyone out
well,
there.
Well, yeah,
is,
just us Lost viewers.
Yeah.
We go to commercial break. We come back.
Don't you think that would have been better if they didn't show one of those things where they
well,
didn't show
the preview? Well, that's why people don't watch the previews, because they didn't even want to know that either.
Yeah. That's just one of those points, again, where they don't show that preview.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, whoa.
Yeah, it's more of a shock. But, yeah, so that's how it goes. If you want to be true spoiler-free, you don't even look at
right.
that. We go back from the commercial break
I'm
to Saeed and Hurley. And it was a nice, you know, callback to the season pilot when Hurley and Saeed were talking for the first time and
right.
doing the introductions when he was working on the transceiver.
Yep.
But he's working on the satellite phone, trying to get it to work, and Kate shows up, and Saeed kind of brings her up to date and tells, "Hey, can you keep a secret too?"
No.
Nope. we then go back to Sawyer.
I got a secret, she said. Me and Sawyer are kind of, you know, seeing each other.
We go back to Sawyer and Locke and Anthony Cooper. Sawyer is pounding on the door saying he wants out. And as Locke is sitting there, Russo shows up.
Now, okay.
What?
What is she doing there?
She said she's there to pick up some explosives, TNT.
What was the point of her being there?
To show that she's picking up the TNT, I'm sure.
For what?
You're going to find out soon. I'm thinking that she is setting up a nice way to get Alex back. And she's going to use some explosive lock techniques.
Okay.
Trust me, that wasn't just there randomly.
I agree, but definitely
going to show itself further down the road.
Yeah, all right. We only have a few more weeks.
Going back to Locke's flashback, Locke is sitting looking over the others' camp in the island, and Richard shows up.
Mm-hmm. And, it was a nice view.
Yeah, and Richard tells him that Ben wanted to embarrass him.
Mm-hmm.
And Richard says, you know, and that he isn't really on the Ben's side. And there really is kind of a divide on whose side on the other's camp. And
do you not believe this? No.
I kind of do.
It's just their way of playing Locke.
Because he says that he's kind of focused on this pregnancy thing, when there's bigger things that we should be focusing our attention on.
He could
on.
Be telling the truth there, but in a con, if one doesn't work, if they don't get their way one way, mm-hmm. you got to throw the good guy out there. Good cop, bad cop.
Well, I don't know if good cop, bad cop's a typical con.
Well,
you
got to con the person in believing that they got to believe somebody.
But I really think that Richard is telling the truth because I kind of believe that more in the way things are going. The others' camp is really paralleling the Losties camp with the whole Jack situation.
Could be, but I think Ben has too much power.
But that's what I'm saying. Ben has too much power, and that's
unless everybody's disgruntled and they want to go home, and they can't.
Maybe. But it seems that Richard, though, he does have faith. He thinks there's more important things to do, and he tells Locke that his dad needs to go. And he says, "If you can't do it, this person will." And he says, "Sawyer." He looks at the file, gives him a file.
Well, that's why I say they're working together, because he still had the ultimate goal. They wanted Anthony Cooper dead.
Yeah, but it was for the benefit of Locke, but he did it personally. He didn't do it, embarrass him in front of everybody. And he gives him Sawyer's file, and Locke says, "What is it, Sawyer, what is he going to help me for?" And he says, "Keep reading."
Well, going back to Locke, though, when he was getting, like, the women were checking him out and smiling at him and stuff.
They weren't smiling. They were looking at him oddly. They were kind of staring at him.
Well, they were staring at him like he's a great, maybe he was a great, you know, he was...
The way they were looking was kind of like they're not like who he is, but kind of like timid and not like, "Hey, how's it going?" Remember, because Cindy said, "Oh, don't worry about them."
No, I'm thinking maybe they're thinking, well, maybe he is someone great. You know, they did find out that he was paralyzed and now he's walking.
Oh, they knew it from the beginning.
But I know, but you actually see someone like that. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but it wasn't like, hey, how's it going? I want to go out with you.
No, not like that. I'm saying
they're checking him out.
Like they're in awe of him. Like, oh my,
okay, that makes more sense.
If he would have let me finish, I would have told you.
We go back to Sawyer and Anthony. And Anthony says he was driving in Tallahassee. The man from Tallahassee.
Yep.
And he got in a car wreck as he was
hit from behind.
Yeah, he was in the ambulance, and a woman put in an IV, smiled at him, and he woke up on the island.
Yes. Well, he didn't. He kept saying, "It's not even an island."
Well, yeah, and then he goes into saying that
Did you notice the black rock sound like it was sailing?
It was kind of rocking back and forth.
It was like the sound. I go, "Wow, it sounds like a
an old pirate movie."
Yeah.
Yo ho. But he says that this isn't an island. He says, I know he's dead. He tells him about how he threw him out of a window. And he says, well, did that kill him? He says, no. He died in a plane crash. Well,
didn't Sawyer say, you think we're in heaven?
No.
Something like, this is a little too hot.
No, Anthony says it to Sawyer.
Yeah.
But Anthony pretty much goes and says, you know, they're dead and they are in hell.
Because he said something about 8:15 crashing too.
Yeah. And as he goes on, he says... He kind of talks about how he's a con man, and Sawyer kind of gets into this, his, what's your name? And he says, I have a lot of names. Con men have a lot of names. And he's rattling off Anthony Cooper, Seward, and then he says, Tom Sawyer.
Yes.
And then he says, Tom Sawyer says, well, Huck Finn was already taken, yeah, or something like that.
I was young then, and Huck Finn was
taken. and then Sawyer says, well, that's my name, too. Cut the commercial break. Dun, woo, dun. Getting intense. We come back from the commercial. We go to flashback, and it is yesterday.
All my troubles seem so far away.
And the others are packing up camp and leaving. And
they're done camping.
Yeah, Locke goes up to Ben's tent. He says, you can't leave. And Ben goes, don't tell me what I can't do.
Oh, was that just
cool? That was great.
And Locke just gives that look like, he's in my head again.
So basically they abandon Locke with his father.
Right.
And he says, I'm going to leave the clear trail for you to follow. But you cannot, don't come back without your dead father over your shoulder.
Right.
We come back from the commercial break with Locke, Sawyer, and Anthony. And Sawyer asks him, you know, were you in, was it Jasper, Alabama?
Jasper, Alabama.
And he says, yeah, I've been to Jasper, and like a southern accent. And Sawyer then pulls out the letter that was from the first episode of this show.
This is a great scene.
Yeah, it was incredible. And he tells him to read it. And Anthony will have, because he doesn't even play into it the way Sawyer wants to. And
well, he's a con man.
Well, yeah. And then he says, you know, it's not my fault. You know, your father, I didn't kill your parents. It was your father who took it, took it too seriously.
Well, then he say, I remember Mary. It was Mary's.
Yeah. She said she was easy. She wanted, you know.
She wanted to leave. She wanted a better life.
Yeah. And
which really.
Yeah. And then Sawyer throws a letter at him again, telling him to read it. And Anthony rips the letter.
Ooh.
And
that was a mistake.
Yeah, that was the last straw to Sawyer. Sawyer takes the chains and strangles Anthony until he dies in a really intense scene. And it was very reminiscent of Jabba the Hutt's death from Return of the Jedi. We had a couple calls about that too. But Locke comes in and he says thank you. But man, that was just
but
was
going back to
scene.
Whoever came up with that theory the first time about Anthony Cooper being the real Sawyer.
Uh huh.
Kudos to you.
Well, yeah, and it really, this from the first season, when we first saw that letter in the pilot, first part.
Right.
We got the resolution to that story today, and it was very intense, and it was just great television. We come back from the
It was graphic, too.
Yeah. We come back from the commercial break with Jack and Juliet sitting on the beach talking. And Kate shows up and spills the beans about everything. She wants to talk to Jack alone. Jack will have none of that. He says, you can do it in front of Juliet.
You know what I would have done if I was Kate?
What?
Then no, you don't need to know.
That's what I would have done too. And then he went like, and then you kind of playing him.
Right.
She doesn't fall for that, I guess, or do that. And she tells him
she still wants Jack to trust her.
She tells him what's going on about the Naomi and the crash and everything.
Why didn't anyone tell
him? Yeah. And he says, because that person's sitting right next to you. And
Juliet, wasn't she looking kind of smug?
Yeah.
And her face was like,
and those eyes were just like, ah, Juliet, I hate you.
Oh, you hate her now.
Well, that look that she was giving was like, that's like the evil Juliet.
She was your friend a couple weeks ago.
There's the evil Juliet and then good Juliet.
There is no,
that was the
there,
evil
there
one.
Is no, you see those eyes? people. She's evil. She's pure evil.
I don't think she's pure evil, but that was a bad side to
she's
me.
She's not getting a t-shirt.
Elizabeth Mitchell will give you one if you ask for one.
Okay.
yeah, like she'll come to us and ask.
Maybe then, she'll give us some ice cream, too. I kid.
Oh, man. Juliet wants to tell him what they are doing.
Yeah.
And Jack says, no, they're not ready yet. And Kate's like, what is this about? And
no, should we tell her?
Yeah, should we tell her?
Juliet's saying we should tell her. He's saying no.
So what do you think this is about?
Some plan to try to cross Ben.
Is that what you think?
It has to be, but
she's not so much the plan about the pregnant people,
or that she's pregnant,
or that
she thinks that Kate might be pregnant.
Okay, we go back to Sawyer and Locke. Sawyer's leaving the Black Rock, and he's throwing up because after this, you know, pretty traumatic event. And Sawyer wants to know why.
You can tell with even all the hatred he has.
Yeah.
He still was upset by what he did.
Yeah, exactly. And Sawyer wants to know why Locke, you know, did this to him. And he says, you know, that man, he ruined both of our lives. He deserved what came to him.
And you know what? I agree.
Then Locke goes on to tell him that Juliet's a mole. And he says, well, how am I supposed to believe that? Even if I do, I've been saying that from day one. Yeah. And then Locke, in a great move, throws him the recorder that has the tape. Ah, that was just awesome.
Now, do you think Ben gave him the recorder?
I hope he just took it.
Not gave it to him, but let him have it?
Because you're going with the theory that Ben wants Juliet to be healed off?
Yep.
I don't think so. I really think that Locke took that. I hope so, anyway.
I think Ben is setting Juliet up, and that's going to be the evil Juliet is going to be toast.
I think it's more Locke took it and... gives him the recorder, and Locke then says he's not going to go back to the camp with Sawyer, and he says we're going to go with the others. He says no, I'm on my own path now,
destructive path.
And he walks away, and then we see Locke.
And where was he going to take Anthony Cooper?
Well, who knows if his own way is going back to the others, but we know that he is on his own path now, and he's not restricted by his father anymore.
Well, he is in a way because he's heavy. He's got to be, you know, going through the jungle.
Okay, in the literal sense, yes. but then we see Locke, he takes his, you know, wrapped up father, dead father.
If he was in the mob, it'd be a lot easier because he'd only have to take like a head or an arm or something like that.
That's terrible. All right, and he takes his dead father.
I've watched The Sopranos.
Over his shoulder, and he walks, and it was just a great scene with the crocodile Locke theme. And cut the loss. Just an awesome episode. Josh Holloway, Terry O'Quinn. They're just all amazing. All amazing performances.
Jorge.
Yeah, it was a really great episode. I loved how it completed at least part of a story that we got in the first episode, the pilot episode.
Yeah, people can't complain about not getting answers.
Yeah. And it's just, this season has been brilliant, and can't wait for the last three episodes coming up.
I think the DVD sales are going to be huge.
Yeah. And, exactly. Like we said before, if you're not liking this, there's no reason.
It's time to pick up and go watch,
Criminal
CSI
or
Las Vegas or whatever it is.
All right. So, that's what we think. You have anything else you want to say?
No, I just thought it was a great episode.
We'll have more to say on Monday's episode, but enough of what we think. Let's go to what you guys think, listener feedback, what you guys thought about this episode. So,
let's do it.
Here we go.
Listener feedback.
All right, it's listener feedback time, and we've got a lot of great calls. Let's get into the first set here. We got one from Don't Call Me Veronica.
All right.
Maybe that mystery will be solved by the end of the season.
It's
up to him.
That would be cool. we should invite him to send in a video on our vidcast.
Beth from New Jersey, Andrew, Anthony from Paramus, and Brad Jedi. Here we go.
Hi, guys. This is Don't Call Me Veronica, and I was just calling to give you a couple thoughts and theories about tonight's episode. First of all, I thought the whole idea of Locke healing Ben was rather intriguing, the fact that Ben is healing with Locke being in proximity. And I'm wondering, since Locke spent so much time with Claire back when she was pregnant and gave birth, I'm wondering if maybe Locke's the reason why Claire gave birth to a healthy baby. Again, this is all island theory stuff, of course, but if Locke is somehow a healing conduit, who knows? Maybe that's how it's working. And so maybe with Locke not being around Jin and Sun, there may very well be some issues there with that pregnancy. anyway, that was a thought. Also, tonight we obviously had a question about something that Juliet and Jack were supposed to tell Kate, and they didn't. My theory is that Jack knows that Kate is a mole, but Kate isn't really a mole, but maybe she's pretending to be a mole. And so that would explain what they were going to tell them, but just didn't yet. So those are my two theories, and I have no clue what I'm talking about, so I'm not sticking to them. In any event, hey, I also wanted to say, Jack, thanks for the guitar download on your website. And I don't know if I shared this with you before, but we actually used that in one of our church services to just have as a time for people to pray, and we used your music as backdrop. So how about that? Hope you guys have a great night. Bye-bye.
Hi, Jane, Jack. This is Beth from New Jersey calling again. I just got finished watching tonight's episode of The Brig. And, of course, it was amazing, just like every other episode. I loved how they brought back Cindy and the kids. That was great to see them again. I loved how they mentioned the letter again, which I totally called. I'm like, oh, he's going to read him the letter. And, of course, he did. And I loved how that is what set Sawyer off, because that was from the very first episode. That one scene where he kills him, oh, my heart was pounding so hard. Oh, it's so good. Such a great episode. Loved it, loved it, loved it. I was just confused at the end. We have to tell her. Are they talking about Kate, or are they talking about Naomi, and what did they have to tell them? Maybe Jack is working with Juliet, like working for both sides. Maybe both of them are like a team. I don't know. I'm so confused. Love the show. Can't wait to hear the podcast tomorrow. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Andrew here. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Man, that was a great episode last night. It's crazy. I've had the fear that Anthony Cooper was the real Sawyer for so long. I'm so glad. It was really exciting. Just thought I'd tell you all that. I can't wait to listen to y'all show. See you later.
Hey, Jay and Jack. It's Anthony from Paramus. Just finished watching the latest Lost episode. I just have a little theory about what Jack was telling Juliet not to say to Kate. I think that Juliet told Jack what was going on and how they sent her there to find all the pregnant women. And I think that they have a plan, Jack and Juliet, to backstab Ben. So that's just my input, and love the show. Bye.
Jay and Jack, what's up? It's Brad Jedi, New York City. Wow. Sawyer once again proves why he's my favorite character. He's the only character I think you'll see on Lost strangle anyone with their bare hands, aside from Saeed, maybe. But wow, that was awesome. So I think we can add maybe Jack to the long list of liars on the island. Jay, you want to maybe take a side and say he's not a liar? I don't know. Maybe he spent some time in that room with his eyes, pried open, looking at all those things on the screen. But, okay, I'm going to make a prediction, and I'm willing to bet an imaginary tally on it. I think that Danielle Russo, our other little liar on the island, is going to try to stage a attempt to get Alex back. Maybe that's why she was getting the dynamite from the Black Rock. That was a weird scene in and of itself, but I think that's why she was trying to get the dynamite. I bet you she blows Ben up. That's my prediction. Ben is going to die at the hands of Danielle. So let it be said. So let it be written. I will stake a tally on it. I can't wait to hear the podcast, and definitely can't wait to see next week. It's going to be awesome. Anyway, have a good night. Bye.
All right. Thank you for those calls.
So what? Are you going to defend Jack?
What?
Is he a liar? Is he not a liar?
I don't think he's with the others.
Your track record this season's been pretty bad.
What do you mean track record's been bad? I got one wrong, Juliet.
Oh, that's bad Danielle. Record.
Danielle's not even. She has been proven that she's been with the others yet.
Do most people believe she's a liar?
No.
Yes.
There's the Jackites that believe that.
Not just the Jackites. It's the Rightites.
No, I. You can't say I'm wrong on Danielle because it's not proven yet.
Okay.
Is your ego that big that you think no matter what you say, your powerful hand, you go, she's a liar.
Now come on. You know it. It's true. No, but is Jack a liar or not?
He may be a liar, but I don't think he's like a bad guy. I don't think he's with the others. I like the theory that people are putting out there that maybe Juliet and Jack have their own plan up their sleeve, but it's not very smart of Jack to say that was kind of a dumb move on his part, saying, no, we're not going to tell him now, because then it just makes it people even more suspicious of you.
Well, maybe he was just thinking, he goes, you know, we've been on this island for 90 days, Juliet, and we just don't tell people things here.
I guess, but
maybe keeping with tradition.
I guess he hasn't been watching the past couple episodes. And he doesn't know the new protocol. He didn't get the memo.
Well, he hasn't been around.
Yes, yeah,
he hasn't been around.
That's true.
So I don't know. Is he? So you say he could be lying, but he's not a bad.
He could be lying, but I don't think he's bad. I think he's still trying. He's trying to do what's in the best interest, or what he thinks is in the best interest of the Losties.
I'm gonna go with. I agree with you that he. He's always done the right thing, and he's not going to stop now.
Yeah, so I think in his mind, in his heart, he's thinking he's doing the right thing, but maybe the other Losties will not agree with them, and there'll be some conflict there.
There's going
to
be some...
But in his mind, he is trying to do the right thing. That's what I think.
And don't call me Veronica. You're welcome. I've been working really hard at playing the guitar.
No,
that was obviously Jack.
It was me. It was all me. Me, me, me.
Are you sure? He did say Jack.
Yeah. That was a lost thing.
Now, if Locke can heal...
Uh-huh.
Right. If he has that power to heal, that just by being around him, you heal.
Right. He's a conduit, as you said.
Okay. Because like, he was around Rose.
He was around Rose, right? Yeah.
He was around Claire.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, he was around Boone, but that didn't help. But okay. Well, Anthony Cooper.
Yeah, that's we actually had calls about this as well.
Never mind.
But yeah, that could Anthony Cooper come back? But I guess we'll find out as time comes. But
if just being around him has that, because he didn't stay around Boone. He left.
He left right away.
He let him
die.
And
went die. And go cry so the, on
so that's
the,
what
the hatch.
That's what the island has done with Locke. It uh-huh. made him let him walk
well,
again.
It's a lot like in Rose's Rose and Bernard episode where they went to Australia and that guy there, he said he was a conduit. He channels the energies of
but it
of
wasn't
going to
work for her here.
Exactly. So maybe Locke, the guy that was trying to work with Rose was bald, Patrick Stewart Jr., and Locke is bald.
And... I'm bald. You got
you're
a problem. You got a problem. Do you have a problem?
Huh?
You have a pain somewhere?
No.
Okay.
I think you're not fully bald yet, so you don't have that kind of power yet.
I do kind of feel like I'm getting kind of the power.
You're locking training.
Maybe I'll just. You know what? No, I'm not gonna make that.
All right. Well,
I was gonna make a bet, but I'm not gonna make that.
Let's get into the next set of calls here. We got one from Indiana, Josh, Jared in Missouri, Jane Doe, John Doe, and Mike from Chicago. Jane Doe. What's her name?
We'll go with Sawyer's mom,
Mary.
Mary,
okay, and John Doe.
We'll go with Anthony.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Jane Jack, Indiana Josh calling. Great episode. Hey, I think, you know, all the Dharma people are definitely in on it together, Richard and Ben doing the good cop, bad cop thing. I think the others really need Locke. To open up something for him or something. I don't know. Maybe it's they're working on the whole Valenzetti equation thing. But I think that on their own, they can't do it. But Locke's special. He's got something. He's going to help them change something. Or I don't know. I guess we'll see next week. Looks like we're going to find out a lot more. But can't wait to hear what you guys have to say. All right. Bye.
Hey, Jane Jack. This is Jared from Missouri. Calling to give you guys a review of the brand new episode of The Brig tonight. I thought it was a great episode. A couple of keynotes I wanted to bring up is, first off, there was an article in Entertainment Weekly complaining about the show about 2 or 3 weeks ago. I think you guys talked about it. And the critic from the Entertainment Weekly had mentioned how Sawyer has become like a neutered puppy. I wonder if she watched tonight's episode. His character, I can't even imagine what's going to happen once he goes back. I mean, he's never going to be the same. I think this whole season is setting Sawyer up to kind of soften up, and now I wonder what's going to happen. Will he embrace the new Sawyer that he is, or will this make him even worse, more cold, and put off from the rest of the Losties? Two other things. I'll wrap this up as quickly as I can. The scene when Sawyer strangles Anthony Cooper. I don't know. I mean, it seemed to me that the whole part seemed to pay homage to the scene when Leia strangles Jabba the Hutt in Return of the Jedi. It was almost identical. Not only that, but actually, if you even know a lot about Star Wars, you'll know that that scene was actually paying homage to Francis Ford Coppola's The Godfather when they killed, whatever the guy was that sleeps with the fishes. And then this one might be even more of a stretch, but it seems to me that when Locke picked up his father and started carrying him, it was shot for shot, and even the pause before he starts walking, the exact same shot from when Samwise picks up Frodo in the end of The Return of the King. That one, I don't know, but the first one I really do, I believe they were going for that, and we all know that Wendell's a Star Wars geek. So Jay and Jack, love the podcast, and I'll be looking forward to your show tonight. Thanks, guys. Bye.
I don't think it's hell. It's not purgatory, and I don't think it's hell. I think Ben is a cult leader, and I think he's made up Jacob, and I don't know why. There's no Jacob. Ben made it up. I don't understand anything, but they'll have to explain it to me. But I don't think it's not hell. All right, bye.
Hey, Jack and Jay. Okay. The story must be written by a bunch of lawyers, because for every question they answer, they ask about four more. But as far as the island healing, okay, we've seen people come back from aneurysms, bleeding from the ear, stab wounds, puncture wounds, not from shootings. So if the real Sawyer was strangled, will he come back? Or was it just a test to get Locke to kill him to see if he was committed to the others, knowing that he'll come back? I don't know. That's my question for you. And then, of course, leading us down this should we tell her thing with Juliet and you know, what is there to tell? This is a good episode. This opened up and answered some questions, but it sure opened up a lot more. So they're keeping us in suspense until the end. So great show, and I enjoy it every week. Can't wait to hear what you have to say about the other show, the non-podcast show. Talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.
Hi guys, this is Mike from Chicago. I love the episode tonight. I thought it was really great. I like the whole Locke and Ben thing, you know, sort of mental thing they had going on between each other. I get the sense that Ben is jealous a lot because, obviously because the island healed him, and I think maybe the other followers thinks Locke is special, and I guess he doesn't want that, you know. Anyway, but I think the most important part of the episode, the part that I liked the most, was with Naomi and Desmond and everybody wanting to hide Naomi from Jack. I thought that was cool, and I knew as soon as Kate found out that she was going to go black, and she did, but I really want to figure out what Juliet wanted to tell her. Like, she was like, yeah, we should just tell her. And I'm trying to figure out what that was all about, because that seems like the most interesting part. That's going to be racking my brain all week. But anyway, you guys, cue up the good work. Bye.
All right. Thank you for those calls.
You know, it has to be something that Juliet's going to tell that she's going against Ben. It's setting up the whole thing with the tape.
Yeah.
It has to be.
Yeah.
Because that's where the conflict will be and all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know.
Yeah. It's kind of got to step a little bit to kind of give her some kind of out when the tape does arise,
right?
And the whole conflict.
So Jack doesn't just turn around and shoot her. And Indiana Josh, I like his analogy, that good cop, bad cop. I guess you didn't like it, but other people seem to like it. And Jared, that was the guy that got strangled in The Godfather was Connie's husband. I'm drawing a blank on his name, but he was killed by, what was that guy's name?
I don't know. Was it Abe Vigoda?
No, Clemenza. No, Vigoda died too. But Fat Clemenza is the one that killed him.
All right.
I don't know if that's... I do like the scenes with Locke and Ben.
Yeah.
Emerson and...
Well, the one thing I do want to say, though, is that the first Locke-centric episode this season, Further Instructions,
uh-huh.
The flashback in there, it really seemed out of place from the rest of Locke's flashbacks, which were really related to, the first one was related to the revealing of his loss of legs, and then pretty much after that, it was all about him and his father and their journey.
Right.
And that one seemed out of place because it was kind of, didn't talk about his father, it talked about his time on this camp, this commune that made pot.
They don't make it. Well, they grow it.
Grow it. And
not that I know.
It really paralleled that that whole flashback really paralleled really nicely with today's episode.
Right.
They were kind of in this camp situation. He was asked to kill somebody, and in that flashback, the one for the instructions, he couldn't come to do it.
Well, we never actually saw him not kill him, the police officer, but now we have to assume he didn't.
Yeah,
kill him.
He didn't. And he came to that kind of situation again, present tense, on the island, and he couldn't do it. So finally, that flashback really, I think, paid off somewhat in this episode. Don't you think?
I think so.
Do you have anything else you want to say?
No.
All right, let's get into the last set of calls here. One from Mike in Michigan, Ohio Patty, Screaming Tim, the Grim Reaper.
The Grim
special
Reaper.
Special guest appearance, I guess.
Was that, is that you?
No, just the Grim Reaper.
Oh, okay. I just assume when I hear Grim Reaper, I think that you.
Very funny.
You're just a killer.
And Kaiser from Chicago. So, here we go.
Let's do it.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Mike in West Michigan. After watching this episode, the only thing I can really say is, gosh, I really hope there is just one vicious knockdown, drag out, shirts ripped, fingernails dig in, blood spewing cat fight between Kate and Juliet. And I don't think I'm alone in hoping for that. Also, I was wondering if maybe you guys could do a little bit of a recap for some of us newer podcast listeners. Where is the list of tallies and questions and all of that stuff? If you could kind of give us a little bit of a sum up, that would be great. Peace out, dogs.
Hey, guys, it's Ohio Patty. Just had to call in about that episode. I just can't believe they just keep getting better and better. You know, Lost to me is kind of like that magician's trick where there's a table full of stuff and a tablecloth, and they yank the tablecloth out from underneath it, but everything's still there. It's like every time you think you know the premise of the show, where it might be going, they yank the tablecloth off. And all your theories are still there, but yet somehow they've slightly moved to the right. I don't know. It's crazy. But I just loved it. It was a great episode. And, I mean, I just don't know what to think about this whole, are they dead, are they not, or is it the writers just messing with us, which they love to do, and I think it's very funny. But, you know, and even the scene with Sawyer and his Locke's dad, we all sort of thought that was coming, but it was such a great scene. I mean, just very, very well done, well acted, very well done. And then I am wondering, is Anthony Cooper going to pop back up to life at some point, like the eye patch guy, but who knows. And then with Jack and Juliet, I kind of feel like they have some kind of plan that they've concocted between the two of them to try and get him off the island. But still, he still shouldn't trust her because I just think she's an evil person. And I think she's going to, you know, throw them all away for her chance to get off the island. But that's just my two cents. But that was just a great episode. And I cannot wait for the season finale. It'll be such a big cliffhanger. I don't know how the heck we're going to stand it. Because each episode, I'm like, I just want more. But it's just so well done. But hope everybody else enjoyed it as much as I did. Didn't see any Easter eggs, but I'm sure they'll be there the next time I watch it. Thanks for the good work, guys. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Freeman Tim. I just wanted to call after finishing watching The Brig. Phenomenal episode. Oh, my God. So good. Jack is such a dirty liar. And can't wait to see what happens next week. I still think that Naomi is lying about the whole plane crash, because why else would she be flying to the island other than to, you know, drop off supplies for the others? So that's my theory. We'll see if that pans out next week. Keep up the good work. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Hi, this is the Grim Reaper from Hell. Listen, I have this guy, Anthony Cooper. I don't really want him. Can you send him back? I'm speaking, of course, to the Dharma Corporation. He's really getting on my nerves. He's just sniping back and forth, and I think he's trying to steal my wife. All right, thank you. Oh, and tell James hello. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Kaiser from Chicago. First-time caller, long-time listener. Really enjoy your show.
comments on The Brig, another great episode leading up to the season finale. I was very surprised this episode was directed by Eric Lenoville, and the name rang a bell in my head because I remember him from St. Elsewhere. Well, it turns out that this guy has actually directed 4 Lost episodes, including the other 48 Days, the other on-island flashback-only episode. So I thought he did a pretty good job bringing out the actors. Emerson, of course, as Ben, was incredible. The guy is just a master manipulator. I think we can guess right now that he is definitely a liar. He had the information on Locke's father, brought him to the island when he called for the man from Tallahassee, and he said that, told John Locke that, no, you brought him here, you wished him here, wanted him to kill him for whatever reason. Richard Alpert, I thought, was an interesting character. Whether he's working with Ben or has his own agenda remains to be seen. Hopefully this call will get on the air. Enjoy your show a lot and look forward to hearing it tomorrow. Take care, guys.
All right. Thank you for those calls.
So do you want Anthony Cooper back?
No, I kind of want him dead.
Really?
Yeah. You, I mean, they may bring him back just to add more drama to everything.
No, I'm talking about the Grim Reaper wanted it. No, he wanted him back.
Oh, no.
You think he's dead?
I hope he's dead, but I wouldn't rule him out coming back, though.
Yeah, since Eye Patch Guy came back. Yeah. Mikhail, now, is Naomi lying?
No, I really do think that Penny sent her, because remember, because end of last season.
No, I'm talking about the plane crash. They're all dead.
Oh, telling the truth there?
Yeah.
And I think as far as she knows, yes.
But, you know, Anthony
to her.
Anthony Cooper also said.
Exactly.
But, you know, he can be trusted.
They could both be working, yeah.
Well, Anthony Cooper can be trusted.
No.
He's never lied.
But I really do think she thinks she's telling the truth, or what the information that she knows, that's what she knows. But I really, yeah, I do think that she was brought there by Penny, or sent there by Penny, because it kind of verifies what happened at the end of season 2, the season 2 finale, when the electromagnetic anomaly that was caused by the turning of the key, it showed on the Portuguese people in, I guess, in the Antarctic or something.
Yeah.
That they could view the island. They called Penny. She knew, and she sent those people after.
Okay, so you're saying they're not dead.
No, they are not dead.
They're not dead. Okay, I'm a back you up. I don't think they're dead either.
Yeah, because then how would they get people off the island? Just take them to a sub to get there, unless maybe they kill them.
I still say the plane crash. I think Naomi was telling the truth about the plane crash being at the bottom, 5 miles deep.
I think it was a plant sent there by the others to cover up the real plane crash. That's what I think. But you think the plane crash was staged?
It was just fake. And you know what? And a lot of people have sent emails saying, well, how can you explain this? If it's not explained before the end of the season 3, we're going to debate this. That'll be one of the things we're going to debate in our off-season thing. Good save by Ohio Patty describing Juliet.
Yeah,
I know what you wanted to say there. Go ahead, say it. Just go ahead and say it. Get it off your chest. You'll feel better.
I think she probably did in her own comfort of her own house.
She's just not a nice person.
The tens of thousands of people listen to this.
You know what? Call Dahmer Lars, and you can say whatever you want.
But yeah, anything else you want to say?
Do you want to see a cat fight? We see another cat fight for this season ends between Super Kate and Snake.
I don't think we'll see a cat fight so much as we'll see a true conflict. I could actually see a fight between Sawyer and Jack more than I could see a cat fight between Juliet and Kate.
That could be a good call.
But I wouldn't rule it out.
And then Mike was asking about the list of tallies. I don't think we have a list anywhere, do we?
I had them. I think I lost track. If somebody out there who listens to the show and has that information, they could give it to us, because it's just too much work for us to do.
No, someone had, it was Emily, right?
Yeah, not Emily from Ohio, but a different Emily.
And she had a list, and I can go back and find it and post it on the message board. But you can also, I guess he was asking about the contest.
What contest?
The questions from the contest.
He did?
He said questions and then list of tallies, so. Oh. If he's asking,
I think he's talking about more. Well, the contest is on the website too. Check
it's
the
on
September
shows,
archives.
News, and suggestions.
It's
actually on that page. Someone put it all, every question on there.
Speaking of the contest, do you want to get into the update on that?
I guess we can, since 2 questions were answered.
All right, so that's gonna right now.
Let's go to my song.
All right.
Are you ready?
We've been recording this whole time.
I'm sorry, I was not paying attention.
Go ahead. You want me to stop and do this over?
No. Let's just go.
All right. Let's go.
All right. So, number 16. Will we find out who the real Sawyer is? And I guess tonight we found out, unless he comes back alive next week and says, I was just conning you. I wasn't the real Sawyer, which could probably happen. But as of now, we're going to say he officially was Anthony Cooper, or Tom Sawyer, all the other names. He's the real Tom. He's the real Sawyer.
Real Tom Sawyer, the deep, deep, dive, me, deep, deep, me, mean drive.
Okay. Can't go wrong with Rush.
Okay. Okay. So what was the pointage there?
It was worth 42 points. Ooh, 42 if you points. Guess yes.
All right.
So way to go, guys. If you guess yes.
And what is the next one?
The next one is question number 50.
Yes.
On the list. And oops.
So unprofessional. You knew this was coming.
What am I doing here?
Question number 50. Oh, will 50. We reach the Black Rock? Yes or no? It was worth 42
Will anyone
points.
Go back to the Black Rock? Now, will at least
okay, go back.
You overstepped your boundary there, big
all right.
And the answer is, I guess they did, because Locke went back.
Yep.
And also Danielle Russo.
Yep. And Sawyer went there for
the
first
Sawyer
time.
And Sawyer went there, and Anthony Cooper went there for the last time. And so the answer is yes, 42 points. So if you guess yes on both questions, let's do the math, Jay. What is it? 84 points. There you go. There.
Give me a sec. All right. Are you ready for your crackpot theory of the week?
I think everybody is ready for this crackpot theory.
All right. So let me get the drum set ready.
And the time on the clock right now is 1:08.
Actually, it's 1:11. Oh, you're talking about?
No, on your clock right there.
Oh, yeah. That one's a couple minutes late.
Jeez. Well, that's great. All right. So everyone's wondering if Naomi was telling the truth.
Uh-huh.
She was telling the truth. She was hired by Widmore.
Uh-huh.
But not Penny Widmore.
No?
Charles Widmore.
Okay, why would Charles Widmore?
He does not want Desmond to get back with Penny, right?
Uh-huh.
So the only way to keep them apart is to think that Desmond's going to be rescued, take him off somewhere, and have him killed.
All right. I don't agree with that. I really do think Naomi's telling the truth, and it is Penny. But I guess I could see that. It makes sense. But I'm disagreeing with you on that.
Wow, because that's
I do think it is Penny. I do think it is.
So we got a tally right now.
Yes,
one.
We do.
That's my theory. Oh wait, I have to repeat
okay,
it.
Okay, repeat it.
Naomi is not working for Penny Widmore, but Charles Widmore.
All right,
and that's my theory, and I'm sticking to it, even if I'm proven wrong. Which does that ever happen?
Yeah, more times than that, but just, I guess people pay attention more to the ones
well,
you do
what?
Get right.
We did have a bet a couple weeks ago.
What was that?
About a tally, about who came up with the Party of Five.
Okay.
Didn't we? And I've yet to be able to prove.
Casper, I think, did say, go in my favor, and she really is the Lost Podcast historian.
She went on your, she went on your side?
Huh? She's kind of was on my side.
So I guess.
And a lot of other people were, too.
So I guess I have to kind of.
Well, no, not until it's proven factual.
I have to give you the time. Well, hold on a second. I just received an email from that same Casper.
Uh-huh. And what'd she say?
She said, oh, wait, it wasn't Jay. If you go back to Lost Podcast, episode 1.36, 3 minutes, Wednesday, May 17th, 2006, 13 minutes, 40 seconds into the show, you'll hear Jack say, oh, Michael must be taking them on the Party of Five.
All right, wait. So let's pause this real quick. I have it.
Wait,
let's
hold on a second.
Real quick.
And you'll hear Jay groan saying, oh, the show has just gone down.
All right, I'm going to stop it real quick. We're going to listen to this. Dang it. All right, fine.
I think if you go back and listen to it, and I think I was right.
You were right.
Thanks,
I was
Casper.
Wrong. Thanks, Casper. Jerk. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, that's not nice.
I'm a fair sport. I was wrong. You win the tally. I was wrong.
And I think that brings the tallies to 6-6.
All right.
If I'm going by Emily's calculation, I think I was like 6-3 at one point. I've been on a roll lately.
All right. So, wow.
I just knew I said it. So I was like,
I don't even remember that.
But you know, it's funny.
So, we do it so I don't remember most of the stuff we say.
I can't either. But if you go back and listen to how Jay reacted to it, like, oh, that's just horrible. This show's reached an all-time low, something like that. And then he's claiming he made it up.
I know. God. I'm a jerk. A
plagiarist.
I don't even do this show with me.
I guess it just proves you're a communist.
All right.
Well, you know what's funny is I may not be doing this show with you much longer.
Why is that?
Well, you know, Rosie O'Donnell's leaving The View. And I'm going to throw my hat into the ring. I think I would be a good... So let's go out there and campaign for me.
Oh,
what do you think?
No. All right. Are you ready to close
you
the show?
You don't think I would be good on The View?
No.
Why?
Well, you are kind of feminine, but I don't think you're feminine enough.
I think they need a male perspective. They need someone, you know.
All right. We ready to close out the show?
Jeez.
All right. All right, so that is our show for this Thursday.
Oh, I had another thing to say.
What?
I've been getting a lot of complaints from people on my MySpace that you don't think they're real.
Uh-huh.
People are sending me messages
yeah,
saying...
Yeah, all right.
No, seriously. If okay. you go on my MySpace and people are sending me messages saying, let Jay know that we're real.
Okay, I'm talking about the duct tapes and the I-8 and all those other
duct
things.
Duct tape
that
is now one of my top friends.
Uh-huh.
And
all right.
He has over 5,000 friends. How many friends do you have?
Okay, so if you'd like to give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Call anytime.
Once again, it's 206-309-0311. Call anytime with your last questions, comments, and or theories. Also, you can send us an email at lostpodcast@gmail.com, because that's lostpodcast@gmail.com. Also, you can check out our website at jayandjack.com with all important information related to the show, like our listener forum, which, like Jack said, the show news and suggestions section has all the information for the Lost Podcast.
You can come discuss tonight's episode.
You can discuss the episodes right afterwards, put your theories out there for all the other listeners and us, or talk to Jack and I. It's a fun little place.
You'd be nice to everyone but Jay.
An update on the Hugo Cup. The panel has been voting. I think we got most of the votes in, and we will have the official starting of the vote by Monday's show. We will have that up for you guys.
Okay. How long is the vote?
1 week.
1 week.
1 week, exactly, to the next Monday.
Can they vote more than once?
Nope, only once.
They vote once, and then they have 1 week to pick.
Uh-huh.
And then whoever has the most votes.
Whoever's the most votes
of the top five. The top five.
Uh-huh.
The party of five.
Uh-huh.
Is the winner.
Is the winner.
Now, when will they receive?
Because Ryan and Jen are the current caretakers of the cup, so we'll talk to them. And
well, weren't they planning a trip around the world and they were going to take the cup?
I don't know.
Wasn't that I saw that?
I can't remember. So we'll worry about that when the time comes. But next Monday, the official vote for the Hugo Cup. That's about it. We want to give a thanks to Tracy from Dearborn. Is that Michigan? Michigan. Missouri. For sending a Detroit Red Wings octopus keychain.
Yes, because our...
And it's a real-life octopus. It stinks a little bit, but no, I'm just kidding.
I thought that was you.
It's a plush, and it's pretty cool. I think she was trying to throw it in our face at the Hurricanes.
Well,
did not make it.
After they score goals, they throw octopi on the ice.
But actually, I'm a Los Angeles Kings fan, so it doesn't really bother me.
And they did very well in the playoffs this year.
Come close to me.
Oh.
That's about it.
I was listening to the Lost Community podcast today.
Yes.
And they mentioned something about, I don't know, a rumor that we're father and son. I don't know if that can be confirmed or not.
Yeah, I don't know where they got their information from.
I don't know. I didn't talk to them. Did you talk to them?
No, I did not.
Was Ralph talking to them?
Or was it Cliff?
I wonder where they got the dirt.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is a spoiler.
Well, in the,
this is a spoiler.
A teaser.
If you don't like spoilers,
it's about our vidcast.
The vidcast. It will be well.
That is a question that will be answered. The origins of Jay and Jack will be answered on the final chapter of the Lost Vidcast trilogy.
Now,
saying it right now.
Will it be answered like they do on an episode of Lost, or will it be answered like normal people?
The vidcast is a parody of Lost. So what can you expect?
So will it be answered with an answer, and then like we had a
10 other questions.
10 other questions. They're like lawyers. Are we going to be like lawyers?
Don't know. You have to wait and find out. Lost Vidcast coming up 2 weeks after the finale.
I'm kind of excited because I really want to know.
All right. So we'll see you guys next Monday. I'm sure there's a lot of more stuff you guys want to talk about this amazing episode, The Brig. And we gave you the numbers and stuff.
Yep. Send your messages to Barbara Walters, trying to get me on The View.
And we'll see you guys on Monday.
Don't worry, Jay. I'll still do the podcast with you.
No, if you want to go on The View, that's fine. I don't need you. All right. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Well, they get like a standing ovation every time they walk out. Not that I need that, but you don't want to answer me anymore. So cranky. Six tallies to six. That's one of the questions is who will win the tally war. Are you just going to let me ramble on? I'll ramble on.
I said hasta luego. You're supposed to say bye.
I didn't hear you say that.
That's right there.
It's right there.
I'll say one more time. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.